Oh, Bruce Springsteen, baby. The Boss. Born to Run, Born to Ski. That's Joe Hagemiller. Born to Ski, Joe.
That's right, Dirk. And how about the E Street Band going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here in the future?
Yeah, they're not there yet?
No, they just got elected in. Bruce was in, but they didn't put the E Street Band in with them.
I thought they put the E Street Band with them. Well, that's ridiculous for them not to be in there with him. But that's great. I did, that's right. That's something that should be happening. And that makes Joe very happy, right?
That does. And before we get rolling, Dirk, I want to give a shout-out to the guy up in Kearsarge that was on TV6 that loves snow more than I do. I'm a big fan. He's my kind of people.
Joe, let's explain to everybody where you are. Where is Joe?
I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska right now en route to Soldier Hollow, Utah.
And the U.S. Nationals are taking place. Tell us what's going on with Michigan Tech Nordic Skiing.
Well, the weekend before Christmas, we were down in Wausau. We had some sprint races on Saturday and some distance races on Sunday. Some of the team had already headed home for Christmas, but the crew that we had down there was representing us well. Lisa Koenig won the women's sprint race and just really was skiing awesome. And we had a lot of other men and women that were in the finals for sprinting and in the B finals. So that was really an exciting day. And then we came back in the classic day, and Deidre Irwin really had a strong result, and many other athletes had good results as well. We had a lot of top tens down there. So I'm excited about how we're building going into the U.S. National Championships, which are going to start on the 4th of January out in Utah. And we'll start out there with a sprint, and then we'll have an individual start classic race, mass start freestyle race, and then another sprint.
What do you think your strength of your team is? Like the classic, the freestyle, the sprint, what do you see out of your team as being the strength?
Boy, that's a hard question to answer, Cal, because everybody on the team's a little bit different. We have some that are probably naturally a little bit better sprinters, some that are naturally better distance athletes, some that are naturally better in classics, some that are naturally better in skate. So we really try to work on all of our weaknesses while still maintaining and improving our strengths. So it's really from individual to individual. Like Lisa, she is definitely a strong sprinter. We found that out. And let's see, then on the other end of the spectrum, we might have somebody like Sarah Daniels, who is a real strong distance skier.
It depends on what. And you were talking about Lisa. I saw your comments after her racing before Christmas there. That was a really good performance by her, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, in the qualifier, it was pretty shocking. She was skiing probably around 3 minutes total. She was 8 seconds in front of Deidre Irwin, who was in second place, and third place was 15 seconds back from her. Usually in a sprint that's tight and place differences are being measured by the tenth of a second, and for her to be 15 seconds in front of Rosie Frankowski, who came back the next day and won the race pretty handily, is a pretty good indication that she has the ability to be fast.
So U.S. Nationals is an event that we're going to host here next year. How many athletes are going to be in each race? And obviously this is a big event for you, and what do you see out of your team?
When you ask how many athletes, we have 5 men and 5 women from Michigan Tech that are competing. Overall, I think that the total size of the field will probably exceed 450 athletes. So we'll have plenty of people to compete against, and there are a lot of fast people on planet Earth that can ski fast that we'll get a chance to see some of them.
Joe, what kind of weather conditions are you expecting out there?
They don't have snow like us. They've got a decent base, not the snow that we've got, but they've got got a pretty decent base, and then they're filling it in with some man-made snow. Coming up in the next few days, looking at the forecast, it looks like they have some above freezing temps for a couple hours each day, and then getting cold at night like it does in the mountains. And I would expect some more of that. Last year we had some cold days while we were here. You know, we'll have to see. It's hard to say what exactly is going to come up a week to 10 days from now.
All right, Joe, we appreciate your time. Appreciate you getting up early, and safe travels out the rest of the way. U.S. Nationals out in Utah, the Nordic skiers from Michigan Tech, 5-5 are heading out there with Joe, and we'll see how everybody does. Thanks, Joe.
You bet. And everybody up there in the Copper Country, stay warm. It looks like a cold stretch is coming through.
It does. Happy New Year. And again, safe travels. Joe Hagenmiller here on Mix 93 WKMJ. That is Huskies Drive Time. Stay tuned. We're going to give away some tickets for Michigan Tech basketball right after this.